without fail.
Bhakti yogena,
by devotional service.
Sevate,
render service.
Saha,
he.
Gunan,
the modes of material nature.
Samatitya,
transcending.
Etan,
all these.
Brahma Bhujaya,
elevated to the Brahman platform.
Kalpate,
becomes. Translation. One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Prabhupada, this verse is a reply to Arjuna's third question. There are a few questions by Arjuna. The first question is, my Lord, by which symptoms is one known who is transcendental to the modes of material nature? Then, what is his behavior? And then is the question referring to the method, how one can transcend the modes of material nature. And that question, how can I become transcendental, is answered here. This verse is a reply to Arjuna's third question. What is the means of attaining to the transcendental position? As explained before, the material world is acting under the spell of the modes of material nature. One should not be disturbed by the activities of the modes of nature. Instead of putting his consciousness into such activities, he may transfer his consciousness to Krishna's activities. Krishna's activities are known as bhakti yoga, always acting for Krishna. This includes not only Krishna, but his different plenary expansions such as Rama and Narayana. He has innumerable expansions. One who is engaged in the service of any of the forms of Krishna or of his plenary expansions is considered to be transcendentally situated. One should also note that all the forms of Krishna are fully transcendental, blissful, full of knowledge, and eternal. Such personalities of Godhead are omnipotent and omniscient, and they possess all transcendental qualities. So if one engages himself in the service of Krishna, all his plenary expansions, with unfailing determination, although these modes of material nature are very difficult to overcome, can overcome them easily. This has already been explained in the 7th chapter. Who knows how this has been explained in the 7th chapter already? Once again, the question. So if one engages himself in the service of Krishna or his plenary expansions with unfailing determination, although these modes of material nature are very difficult to overcome, one can overcome them easily. This has already been explained in the 7th chapter. What does this mean? This material energy of mine, called Daivi, divine energy, is very difficult to overcome, but someone who surrenders unto me can easily cross beyond it. So that was in the 7th chapter, verse number 15. One who surrenders unto Krishna at once surmounts the influence of the modes of material nature. To be in Krishna consciousness or in devotional service means to acquire equality with Krishna. The Lord says that his nature is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. And the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme, as gold particles are part of a gold mine. Thus a living entity in his spiritual position is as good as gold, as good as Krishna in quality. The difference of individuality continues, otherwise there would be no question of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means that the Lord is there, the devotee is there, and the activity of exchange of love between the Lord and the devotee is also there. Therefore, the individuality of two persons is present in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the individual person. Otherwise, there would be no meaning to Bhakti Yoga. If one is not situated in the Supreme Transcendental Position with the Lord, one cannot serve the Supreme Lord. And to be a personal assistant to a king, one must acquire the qualifications. Thus, the qualification is to become Brahman, or freed from all material contamination. It is said in the Vedic literature, Brahma eva san brahma pieti. One can attain the Supreme Brahman by becoming Brahman. This means that one must qualitatively become one with Brahman. By attainment of Brahman, one does not lose his eternal Brahman identity as an individual soul.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Viranta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskacharya Satharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadha Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare.
Today, this verse is a good preparation for the upcoming celebrations of Sri Krishna Jamashtami and Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. We have come here to understand more about Krishna and his pure devotee Srila Prabhupada. We have come to this holy place of pilgrimage from far, far. Some of us have traveled more than thousands of kilometers. There are blooming faces from America here, devotees' faces. Some of us have come here under great personal risk to cross borders, which are difficult to cross now. Others have left families and crying children at home. They might cry in the mind still, but at least physically they have come here. Everyone has made a way in order to become inspired in his or her life of Krishna consciousness. Arjuna has asked the question, how is this possible? How can we become transcendentally situated. Krishna answers by saying that by engaging in full devotional service, one can become transcendental to the modes of material nature. To visit a holy place of pilgrimage, like Navayiyara Radha Madan Mohan. I want to say, today, tomorrow we celebrate Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Krishna's appearance day. Someone who has come to this holy place where Radha and Krishna and also Lord Narsingadev and is worshipped, he should understand he has come here to engage in full devotional service, so that also he can become transcendentally situated to the modes of material nature. And when we experience being transcendentally situated, when we make such rasa, such taste of Krishna consciousness, we can go home to our devotional service there and be highly interested. This festival is for service, most particular for the two angas, which form the basis and the support of devotional service throughout devotees' life in Krishna consciousness. This is, of course, Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing about Krishna from devotees. In the Srimad Bhagavatam is an interesting shloka which we want to bring to your attention. This shloka describes a conditioned soul's position under the influence of the modes of material nature.
Jaya samohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam paropi manute natam tatkritam chabipatyate.
Due to this external energy, Maya, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks of himself as a material product and thus undergoes the reaction of material miseries. The influence of the material energy upon the consciousness of the living entity is like alcohol on the consciousness of someone who drinks. Once a person is filled up with alcohol, he sees things which are not in reality there. He sees the world spinning around. He sees it turning topsy-turvy. He becomes highly convinced that he is dressed, even though he is naked. He behaves in abnormal ways. In the same way, the eternal soul, having come in contact with Gunamayi, the material energy invested with three modes of material nature, becomes convinced that he is a product, a material product. This is another way of saying the body. And due to this misunderstanding, the living entity behaves in an abnormal way. He carries this bag of flesh around, which produces every day 2 kg of stool, aggressively smelling substance, and becomes highly proud of its beauty, its influence over others, its control and its capacity for enjoyment. This is very abnormal. So the question which we would address here is, can a living entity in this material world, situated in a body and a mind and a world, can it actually exist independent from matter? Tomorrow you can test this. Tomorrow you will not eat something. The whole day, nothing. Maybe you will also not drink something. Some don't drink water the whole day. Now imagine doing this for 14 days. Tomorrow evening, please just imagine it. And put yourself the question, can you exist independent of food and drink? I know of of devotees who will start to vomit tomorrow when they do not eat something. They will be totally miserable. So please ask yourself the question, can you exist totally independent from food and drink? This question, just think a little bit about it. Just drink a little bit. Here the question is, Arjuna says, he asks about a person situated in a transcendental state of consciousness. Krishna says he can exist transcendental to the modes, to the gunamayi, to the energy made of three gunas. So let us hear the answer which Prabhupada gave. I think it's a good question, isn't it? The answer which Srila Prabhupada gave is, no, at present not, because there is no spiritual culture. But once we take to the spiritual culture, it is possible. And he gave the example of India when it was under the subjugation of the Britishers. But England wanted to have India under its colonial thumb. Then it began to boycott the economy. For instance, all the cotton, baumwolle, was taken to Manchester and the Fabritska, the factories, made cloth from it and imported the cloth into India. So the Indians, of course, didn't want to buy this heavy, expensive cloth and were taking help of their own industries, the weavers. But the Britishers, not wanting this, cut the thumb of the weavers. So for this weaving system in India, you need, so if you want to work this weaving apparatus, Webstuhl in German, weaving chair, or what? Weaving chair. You need a thumb. You don't have one, can't do it. This is how the British have forced India to buy the British-made cloth, which was produced from the cotton grown in India. And that's why Gandhi, just as a side issue, in order to declare the independence of the British, of the English, the Indians from the British, he asked everyone to weave its his own cloth, you know, to take the cotton and make own own things. And in India, in the flag, there's still this weaving thing, this weaving circle. It's a spinning wheel, spinning wheel. As a sign of independence. So, Srila Prabhupada said, as long as the Indians didn't have an independent economy, they couldn't exist independent from the Britishers. But when they began with the independent movement of Gandhi to make something themselves, they could comfortably exist. So in the same way, the soul can exist independent from the physical, from the material energy, from Jiva Maya and Guna Maya, by culturing the bona fide process of Krishna consciousness. But someone who has not cultured this, he has no access into the spiritual realm. He cannot understand. He feels tired in the lecture. He becomes attached to women and to men and to money and to fame and so on and so forth. And he becomes dependent. Only someone who cultures very seriously. This is not a cheap process. Only someone who cultivates very seriously his Krishna consciousness, starting with Shravanam Kirtanam, he will experience more and more independence from the material energy. But you are eating, but you are sleeping, but you are visiting also the private room, the psst room. You're doing the same thing which all people do. No! Sorry. It is described, someone who engages in the processes of Krishna consciousness by eating only prasadam, by sleeping only to become fit for devotional service, by using his activities in Krishna service, he is not under the influence of the modes of material nature. He transcends. And how can this be practically perceived? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that someone who experiences independence from the material energy experiences freedom from lamentation, from hankering, and from strach, from fear. This is what a devotee can experience who practices the process of Krishna consciousness, who is engaged in devotional service. But the question which is raised is, by your chanting, your vibrating sound, material sound, your vibrating sound, you use the tongue, huh? You use air. By reading your Vedic scriptures, there is paper, there is ink. How all of a sudden this is transcendental? This doubt has been dealt with by Srila Jiva Goswami in his Sandarbhas, he has said, by the Lord's achintya potency, achintya means inconceivable, he has invested the processes of kirtanam, chanting, and also shravanam, hearing from the scriptures, the special shakti, the klarini shakti. It is a pleasure-giving potency, and it is this pleasure potency which makes all the difference. It is by the Lord's mercy that we, even we, situated in a material body with eyes, can read and can chant something which is transcendental. Just a little while ago, we were in Munich, and we were chanting and dancing on the Marienplatz, where Franz Josef spoke. There's a German politician. So then after that, we had a stage program with a nice theater play and so on. Those of you who were not there, you will see the theater tomorrow evening. So the theater is not lost, but the kirtan you could not experience, but here are even nicer kirtans. But still, we had this Harinam through the town, and I noticed the Polish people were very heavy in the beginning. You know, German Polish only having borscht in their head, you know, sausage in their heads and bellies. And we were also not very ruly. For instance, once they wanted us to go this and then we made a circle, and you know, special attractive kirtan things. I noticed when they just heard the holy name, after some time, they began to smile, and you know, became friends to the devotees. And one policeman were going boom, 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 in the so it showed how the bhajan, how this chanting really has a transcendental shakti. In this connection, there is a story from Prema Vivata. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his devotees was going out early in the morning. The thimbles chimed in time, and the tena tena ta, tena tena ta of the madanga were going. And in this way they were performing the Harinam throughout the villages of Nodia. So, by the invitation of one cowherd man, they were invited to one village, and this cowherd man gave them all, after a long kirtan, some dohi, yogurt, and some breakfast. All the parishads, the associates of Mahaprabhu, were taking prasadam. Like this. So after that, they had danced the whole morning and they eaten prasadam. They went to a lake, and in this lake, and they rested on the side, on the bank of the lake. So some cowherd men came and informed the people, the devotees, my dear devotees, there is a crocodile, a powerful big crocodile within the waters of this lake. He has been eaten the cows and sometimes killing people. Be very, very careful. So when Mahaprabhu heard this, he began chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All of a sudden, this big demon-like crocodile came, like 8 meters long, monster crocodile. And it came out of the water. It just put the head before the lotus feet of the Lord, and then it left the body. And out came a beautiful little cowherd boy. And he had a nice effulgence. And he looked very brilliant. And he threw himself down before the Lord's lotus feet, chanting, Gaura, 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 Gaura. Who are you? Mahaprabhu asked. Oh, I was a naughty child, and once the saint Durvasa Muni came. I was a child in Braj, in Vrindavan, and once the saint Durvasa came, and he was sleeping. It was in Kamyavan. Kamyavan? You can still visit Kamyavan. It is very nice forest, Vrindavan. And when he was sleeping, I took his hair and ripped on his hair. I was such a naughty boy. What could I do? And then he woke up and he said, "You rascal, become a crocodile." And due to this offense, I was coming down. And then, as a result, I'm here. Dovash said, when I said, "Oh, please give me mercy, I didn't mean it. I was just such a playful little child." Then Dovasa Muni said, "Okay, you will be born as a crocodile when Mahaprabhu comes, and you will be delivered from this curse by Mahaprabhu's chanting." So you can see the chanting of the holy name, according to the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is invested with such a great potency that if we can't chant purely, we can actually become inspired in Krishna consciousness, and we can become free from the influence of Maya, of the material energy. This is there in the holy name, the Shakti. Now another point, Krishna from time to time appears in this world to show us the attractive activities of the spiritual world. He comes into this world, but he remains unbound, free from the influence of the material energy. We are all prisoners in the material energy. We are all captured, and we are all bound. But when Krishna comes, he is totally free from the conditions of Maya. He comes as the independent Lord of the material energy. It is described when the king comes into the prison. You should not think that the king now is a prisoner, and he also has to eat dry fruit. No, fruit, they don't get dry fruit. dry bread, like any prisoner does. No, when the king visits, he is totally beyond the influence of the material energy. In the same way, when Krishna appears in this material world, never think Krishna is an ordinary man. This is an offense. When you read Krishna book, never think that the leelas described in Krishna book are ordinary activities like they are done in this material world. Krishna's activities are totally beyond our understanding. And we should never think like this. It is described, once the moon was shining onto a lake where two fishes were swimming. And the fish saw the moon and they asked the moon, what kind of fish are you? Please tell us your fish name. We are not familiar with this name. No, the moon doesn't become a fish if he is reflected, if he appears in the lake. No. So in the same way, if Krishna appears in the material energy, he always remains the supreme transcendental Lord, and his activities are never material. Like we have heard in this Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he said, my dear boy, now you are delivered from your crocodile body, now you can go back. Krishna, only Krishna can do this. He is unbound by the material laws of nature, and he can unbound or free others just as well. So Krishna's pastimes in this world are so wonderful and so ecstatic that simply by hearing them attentively, we can transcend. Krishna's holy name is so transcendental that simply by hearing his holy name, even if our mind is covered, still we can become free from the influence of the material energy. Now, Krishna works in two ways. One is that he attracts. But how are we attracted if our heart is so contaminated? Krishna's attractive pastimes, which are described in 10th canto, sometimes it's a little difficult to really appreciate. That is because we are not cultured in spiritual life. We have no spiritual culture. We become interested when we talk about how the Serbs killed the Croatians, or how politics, how this, how that. But rarely do we allow ourselves to become attracted by Krishna Leela. Why this? Because no spiritual culture. But therefore Krishna has expanded as Balaram. You know why Balaram carries a plow? Have you ever noticed Krishna carries a flute and Balaram a plow? And you might think, what? Krishna carries a flute, that's nice. A flute is the basis of all sound, all vibration, all energy. But why a plow? Is not very attractive for work in the fields. uh,
I know it because I have heard from Gaur Govinda Maharaj, Rashika Bhakta. He has explained that Balaram carries a plow to cultivate the field. So that that when we are cultured, when we are cultivated, this the attraction for Krishna can come. Otherwise, it is choked by the weeds. So, Baladev's expansion in this world is there as Chaitya Guru, Paramatma in the heart. So let's say yes, who is giving us instructions at one time in our life. Now, give up this material world, material life. Don't enjoy these fruits of Maya. Don't be carried away by the waves of Maya. Become, read this book, this Hare Krishna book, and chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Chaitya Guru is pushing us. Come, come, come become a devotee. Then he also takes on an external form, which is the spiritual master. The spiritual master begins to makes it very clear. Do this, do that, do this, do that. This is how we are, how the plow of Lord Balaram works with our heart. Sometimes, it's very bad because sometimes it just comes at this, Hridaya Granti. You know, in the field of the heart is this knot, the knot of false ego, and the plow of Lord Baladev goes, and we go, no! I will die! It's so, so painful! But if we allow ourselves to be plowed by Lord Balaram, by the Chaitya Guru within, who inspires us, surrender, surrender, and by the spiritual master who from outside goes, surrender, surrender, then, but not the Vidyate Hridaya Grantis, it is described, not in the heart, but plunk, will be cut asunder, and then we are so relieved. So this is how the Krishna, and then we feel very attracted to Krishna. Then the flute play, the divine leela of the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes very interesting for all of us to hear. We want to be attracted by Krishna, by Krishna's leela. We want to stop this nonsense attraction of the gunamayi, the three modes of material nature, which is just misery, 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 and once again, suffering. So, this is what, this is what we wanted to, yes, this is what we wanted to say. Let me see. So, yes, let us come to the conclusion. In this verse, it is explained, Mangcha yo vyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhujaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature, and thus comes to the level of Brahman. This engagement in full devotional service,
Hare Krishna. So we will not take questions this evening because for lack of time.